Live.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show if you want. It's hour number two. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's again here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
You can check out the archives. The last 6 days worth of shows are on there. They're labeled in little one-hour encapsulated MP3 things that you can download, use, however you want.
Use them and abuse them.
Yep. You can burn them to CDs.
Give them away.
Put them in your car. You can trade them with your friends.
Don't sell them.
If you can sell them, please, just send us a couple of bucks.
Yeah, give us a... Yeah, if you do, if you sell them, shoot us a percentage. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live's brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604, or you can get on their website at freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org. One of the things that we definitely don't want to see happen in the Free State is what happened to the poor, poor young man in the state of Kentucky. We reported on this story, I guess it was about a week, or I think probably about a week, maybe 2 weeks at the most ago. And what happened was William Poole, age 18, has been jailed. In fact, this article says he remains jailed after a preliminary hearing Tuesday in which prosecutors presented evidence that the student made terrorist threats in writing. Well, one of the things that's going to be happening in the Free State is we're going to get the government out of education completely, so no asinine rules like this can be enforced on kids. But this case was sent to a Clark County grand jury, which will decide whether there is sufficient evidence to indict William Poole, age 18. Poole was arrested and jailed on February 22nd after writings found in his home turned in by his grandparents. They don't mention that in this article, but this kid was turned in by his grandparents. Anyway, writings found in his home revealed terrorist threats believed to be directed at students and employees of Clark High School, according to Winchester Police. Poole appeared at the hearing Tuesday with an attorney from the public defender's office. Boy, he's in good shape, huh? Circuit clerk...
He's got nothing to worry about now.
Circuit court clerk David Hunt said Detective Stephen Caudill, who arrested Poole at his home, was questioned by attorneys at the hearing. Poole was arrested under suspicion of making terrorist threats, which is a felony under state law. A grand jury must weigh the charges and decide whether there's enough evidence to indict Poole. Hunt said Poole's writings were submitted to the court and have been sealed. The Winchester Sun has filed a motion to make Poole's writings public, but a judge has not yet ruled on that request. Yeah, that would be interesting if the writings actually came out so everyone could scrutinize them. According to a report by local television news website, Poole was arrested for a short story about zombies. And again, here's the quote from young William Poole. He says, "My story is based on fiction. It's a fake story. I made it up. I've been working on one of my short stories, and the story they found was about zombies. Yeah, it did say a high school. It was about a high school overrun by zombies." Sounds like something that some friends of mine or I might have even written in my high school days.
Right, sure. I mean, if there's nothing crazy sounding about this. Now, I can see if somebody...
The crazy part's what the government's doing.
Perhaps if the kid had written a quote-unquote fictional story about blowing up his high school, and he in the fictional story and some quote-unquote friends of his went around killing, maiming, and mutilating, specifically named teachers and
students
right. And the football coach, mm-hmm. Things like that. If they like, one could almost look at that and say that's a terrorist threat.
Not even close.
This isn't even close. Yeah.
No, even if it did name names, it's just fiction.
Well, at least one would be looking at looking from what might be considered a realistic standpoint.
Let me finish this up.
There's room for error in that one. You know what I mean?
Okay, let me finish this, because there's not much more. Claude, it's just kind of like an update on the situation, and it's something that I want to follow here as much as possible, because this is one of the most outrageous charges that has been leveled against somebody.
It is nuts.
Caudill and school officials dispute Poole's claim. According to Caudill, again, that's the cop that arrested him, the complaint against Poole reads, quote, subject was in possession of writings and materials that outlined possible acts of violence towards police, teachers, and students at the high school. Possible acts of violence.
Okay.
That right there in itself, we're not talking about zombies here. We're talking about people, real people. It's far more complicated than a story about zombies, I can assure you that. So the word from Mr. Poole is that it's a story about zombies taking over a school.
Okay.
The word from the cops is it has nothing to do with zombies.
It's far more complicated than a zombie story.
I wonder what that means. Does that mean that it actually is a zombie story, but the cops are, like, reading into it? They're reading between the lines,
look,
so to speak?
It's either a zombie story or it's not a zombie story, right? Like, there's,
right.
Undead walking around consuming the brains of students in a high school or not. These are not, like, innuendos that are in this story. These are facts. This high school is either this high school or it's Caudill High. One or the other. This high school is either being overrun by zombies or it's not. Okay? I mean, the cop had an ample opportunity sitting right here in front of a reporter to say, look, here's the story. You know? It doesn't. I'm not talking about zombies here. I'm talking about this kid making threats against cops, staff, and students at Caudill High. Now, don't listen to this kid because he's lying to you. He's going to make you look stupid.
But they're not revealing the writings. Oh. Although, here is a quote. According to the Lexington Herald leader, Caudill, the cop, read from Poole's writings during his testimony. Here's
There's no reason why they cannot reveal this. These writings.
Well, they're sealed for now.
By whom?
By the judge. Yeah, the writings have been submitted to the court and have been sealed. A local newspaper has filed a motion to make those writings public, but the judge hasn't ruled on that request yet.
Okay.
So hopefully that will happen, because right now, this is all we've got. According to the report, the cop read from Poole's writings during the testimony, this is what he said, this is what the cop read in court. All of the soldiers of Zone 2 started shooting. They're dropping every one of them. After 5 minutes, all the people are lying on the ground dead. That sounds like a zombie story to me.
Soldiers of Zone 2?
All of the soldiers of Zone 2 started shooting. They're dropping every one of them. After 5 minutes, all the people are lying on the ground dead.
I'm sorry. That is not... Like, it may or may not be a good story, but it does sound like fiction written in any science fiction type book.
According to the Herald Leader, Zone 2 allegedly refers to Clark County in the writings. What? Huh? These writings have
all
to come
writers
out.
Use a certain amount of facts from their life to
right.
write with. I mean,
right.
you know, you
but Zone 2. I mean, does it actually say in the writings that Clark County, for the purposes of this story, will be referred to as Zone 2? Or are they just figuring that since Zone 2 somewhat resembles Clark County because it's got pretty trees and birdies flying around? I can't imagine what the rest of this story says. Anyway, Caudill confirmed Poole's claim that he did not mention the names of any students or employees of Clark High School in the writings, so the cop is admitting that there are no specific names used.
He
says, there was no specific list naming any certain individuals, but now in general, teachers, police, and students were mentioned. Nothing about zombies.
This guy here is a mendicant.
Can
He's
you believe
adult.
This?
He's a dullard. He's a complete effing moron, okay? You do not arrest a child for writing a fictional story. This is just crazy.
Well, just wait, because we're going to give you the actual law, the Kentucky law, and what it says about naming names. This story is the most outrageous violation of freedom that I think that we've seen in this country, at least, so far this year. It's your show, nice. Free Talk Live. Take control, 800-259-9231. Thank you.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. Specially designed to improve your health, come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Nothing like the Cartavite commercial to bring you back. With a smile on your face.
Yeah, baby.
1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can get interactive with us not only on the phones, which is the way we prefer it, but also on the website at freetalklive.com. We've got the shrine of female listeners. Dozens of women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors have sent us their pictures to be included in the shrine, and we have placed them right where they belong because we believe our women listeners are very important. A lot of talk shows just kind of marginalize them. They just
push them aside. And actually,
well, that's because the men are usually a much larger segment.
And they are, I think, still, just in general for talk radio. But we want to elevate our women listeners to a different level, and so that's why the Shrine's there. And that's also why we have a rule when it comes to calls on this show, that if we got guys on the line and a woman calls in, she gets jumped right up to the front.
Boink.
Yep. Just like that. Just like a boink. 800-259-9231. So, talking about this story out of Kentucky, where William Poole, age 18, has been indicted on terrorist threat charges. Actually, he's now jailed after a preliminary hearing.
Jailed.
Where it looks like...
jailed for writing a fictional story.
Okay. He has not yet been indicted. The case has been sent to a Clark County grand jury, which will then decide whether there's sufficient evidence to indict William Poole. Now, the law that he's facing, the cop who arrested him, who, by the way, the guy was turned in by his grandparents for writing allegedly...
I bet you they're sorry they did it now.
I don't know.
He's in jail!
Well, what did they expect would happen?
Well, I'll tell you when it... Cops don't
you call
solve
the cops,
people's problems.
They put someone in jail.
That's
their job. Anyway, this cop is claiming that this is indeed not a zombie story, as the young man claims, but it's instead terrorist threats against teachers in general, police, and students. He's saying that even though the author here did not write specific names, he didn't specify the name of the principal.
Or the school.
Or the kids, city.
Or the state.
But under Kentucky law, and the cop admits that he didn't specify those things. But under Kentucky law, a person is guilty of terroristic threatening if in the second degree when they threaten to, and this is, you know, here's the quote, commit any act likely to result in death or serious physical injury. And then the quote ends, to students, teachers, or employees of a school.
I don't think writing about it, a fictional story is threatening. Anyone.
Here's the rest of the law. The law reads, quote, a threat directed at a person or persons or at a school does not need to identify a specific person or persons or school in order for a violation of this section to occur.
Wow.
The law actually says...
This is a really, really stupid law.
Yeah. The law actually says anybody that talks about anything bad happening at a school, even if it's fictional... is a terroristic threat. What kind of country are we living in?
Well, I don't know what kind of state Kentucky's living in. That's the question you've got to ask. I mean, when this kid goes to trial, jury nullification needs to happen.
Yeah, no
doubt
about that.
This is the craziest, nuttiest, most unconstitutional law I've ever heard of. And I've heard of some nutty ones. This is stupid. This is downright dumb.
And the final point in the story is that Mr. Poole will remain in the Clark County Detention Center until the grand jury convenes. Commonwealth Prosecutor Tom Smith said he does not know when that will happen. Do they really believe, does this cop really believe that 18-year-old William Poole, now, he's 18, unless he's really been bombing out and failing year after year and he's still kind of stuck in his freshman year, odds are good he's a senior. Okay? Odds are good he's a senior. And right now, it's the middle of March, which would mean that as far as most school systems are concerned, he's got another
three
months left in school. Is he planning his big terrorist attack on the school within the next 3 months so he can blow up the school and kill all his teachers and finally get them back for, finally get the teachers back for giving him too much homework last year?
Well, he's sure taking care of this kid graduating on time, I can assure you of that. I mean, he's now in jail.
Right.
He's not going to graduate on time.
He's not turning in any homework assignments from jail.
Nope.
Right.
He's not. This is it. If he wants to graduate from real high school, not some silly vocational technical institute or get a GED or any of those things, he's going to have to go and be held back. This cop held him back a year.
Maybe so. Maybe he could wrap it up in summer school. But anyway, I mean, really... Really?
He's behind in every single class. How in the world is he going to wrap it up in summer school?
What are the chances, though, that this guy is going to do something like that? There are none. None. He's going to, in 3 months, he's going to graduate school and be done with it. He'll never return to his high school campus ever again.
It's just a story, though.
Yeah,
it's not a threat.
I mean, even if it was a threat, it wouldn't even be realistic. But yeah, it was just a story. And again, according to him, it was a fictional story. And while the cop admits that there are no names that are actually used, the quote from the cop, "We're talking about people. Real people. It's far more complicated than a story about zombies.
We're talking about people, real people. Which real people are we talking about?
The ones in the story. The real people in the story.
There are real people in the story.
But they're here on these pages. He wrote about them. That means they're real. I can hold them in my hands, and that means that they're real. They're on pages. How could he possibly justify this?
Mendicant
is absolutely the right word.
The cop doesn't even... what prosecutor allowed this to happen? What judge said, okay, you can bring this silly case into my court? I mean, I can...
What's the grand jury going to say? That's what I want to know.
I hope that they demand all of these people's jobs immediately.
Clark County Detention Center.
Everybody who's involved in this, I can kind of see the judge saying, or the prosecutor, I suppose, I can kind of see them saying, let's try out this law. This is, but the law doesn't say fictional stories about unnamed people. It says threats. And
right.
It's not really a threat. It's a story.
Right. It's not a threat to write about all the soldiers
in
Zone 2.
I mean, is everybody who ever wrote a story in the great Commonwealth of Kentucky guilty of a terrorist threat?
How did you know it was a Commonwealth?
What?
Did you hear me read that part?
Kentucky is such a Commonwealth.
It is a Commonwealth.
It's a
You're
silly...
Right.
I don't know what the term even means.
Well, it means it's not a state, apparently.
Whatever. It sounds like crazy libertarian lore.
I don't know. I don't know much about it. But all I'm told is that they're not really states. They're Commonwealths.
Whatever.
All right. So you were saying?
I've lost my train of thought.
That's okay.
Now. Does that mean that anybody who's written a story in Kentucky where somebody dies
mm-hmm.
has, in fact, violated this law? I guess it would have to be somebody who was a student, principal, or teacher, right? Or
threat directed at a person or persons or at a school does not need to identify a specific person or persons
person
or school.
Or persons. So if Agatha
it doesn't
Christie,
have to be about a school.
If Agatha Christie wrote a novel about the murder on the Orient Express while she was in Kentucky, would they
It'd
have drugged her
threat.
Old ass in and thrown her in jail?
That would be a terrorist threat.
I hope they gave her a good kick in her dentures when they threw her in, too. Well, these people are stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, they should... Somebody gave this cop a firearm and a car? He should have never got a driver's license, let alone a license to carry.
1-800-259-9231.
Incredibly stupid.
If you've got comments, 800-259-9231. And who knows, maybe they'll bring up the fact that Mr. Poole played violent video games as well, and maybe that'll constitute terrorist threats in the near future in that state. We'll talk about violent video games coming up, unless you interrupt the show. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog, plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free, 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You get interactive with us. If you want, talk to us about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com and enjoy the live streams that we have there for you. They're absolutely free. You just go and tune in, whether you're on broadband or dial-up modem. We've got a stream to fit you.
We got a stream and a quality for you.
Exactly. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive with us. We're done with this Kentucky story for now, because it's just,
I wish
too
we were on in Winchester, Kentucky, because I would sure love to take some calls from some of the people there. I can't imagine what this must be like.
Yeah.
We can't be getting the whole story.
No.
This is just so crazy.
Well, the cops aren't releasing the whole story. They're not releasing the kid's actual writings.
They're not allowed to.
Not that they want to. They don't want to. Somebody asked for that to be sealed. Now, I don't know who it was. It was either the prosecutor or the judge himself. But somebody submitted that evidence, and someone made the decision that this should be sealed. We shouldn't let anyone see this.
Well, it would seem to me that it is the property of the defendant, and if he wanted to release it, then he should be able to.
I don't know about that. I would think that it became the property of the state after they went and confiscated it.
That's stealing.
Oh, no. It's confiscation when it's the state doing it. I mean, okay, I agree with you that it's stealing, but as far as the court's concerned, once they confiscate your marijuana, it's not stolen anymore.
I guess,
it's,
I don't know,
confiscated.
I don't know.
It becomes the state's property, and then they go and give it to their dealers, and they resell it.
It's crazy.
Or burn it.
I wish we were on in Lexington, Kentucky, so that we could take some calls on this.
We're working on it. We're working on it, man, which eventually we'll be on in Kentucky. Anyway, so there's other bad news as far as freedom sorts of things going on in this country. And one of the other, actually, this is another update, because we talked about this story. So I guess the hour of the updates here on Free Talk Live. And again, you can interrupt any time at 800-259-9231. So we were updating you on the Kentucky situation. Now, here's a situation in the state of Illinois that you need to be aware of. And the reason, you know, we're talking about these is because they can happen in your state, if they're not already. If they could have already happened, you don't know about it. How many people do you think knew that this bill got passed, this bill in Kentucky that says that talking about threatening a person without naming the person is a terrorist threat? You can't talk about violence in schools, even if you don't name the schools, because that's a terrorist threat. How many people do you think were notified that law was going into effect? Do you think the news organizations covered how asinine that law was?
No,
when it went
they
into
didn't.
Effect? Did they even know about that law?
They couldn't have possibly have covered that.
If they covered it, it was probably just today the Kentucky legislature passed an anti-terrorism law. Moving on. 1-800-259-9231. Well, now in Illinois, they're moving towards passing a new law This one, they want to ban the sales of violent and sexually explicit video games. We talked about this before. Governor Rod Blagojevich, we'll just call him Rod. Governor Rod's proposal to bar stores from selling violent and sexually explicit video games to children unanimously passed an Illinois House committee Wednesday. Now, that's not the whole House, it's a committee. Despite concerns that it might be unconstitutional. It might. Under the proposal...
Let's not get too concerned, shall we?
Under the proposal, which now goes to the House floor for a full vote, any store that violated the ban could face misdemeanor charges and fines of up to $5,000. Governor Rod has been pushing the idea for several months, arguing in town hall meetings and national interviews that the games desensitize children to violence. He says they can lead to antisocial behavior and even obesity.
Obesity? Well, it does lead to obesity. He's right about that.
Desensitizing kids to violence. Okay. There's one... It's one thing to be in a video game and fire a weapon. And it's a totally different thing to actually fire a weapon. Now, I can see in the future, 10 years in the future, we'll have video games that actually simulate, you know, you'll actually be able to hold a fake gun and it will kick or something like that, but not actually shoot the bullet. I mean, they may actually be able to simulate the firing of a weapon in the future. But as of right now, there's a significant difference between pressing a button on your PlayStation controller and pulling a trigger on a live firearm.
Every generation has had this said about it.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner hour was big deal. You know, I mean, here's the coyote got blown to pieces at least three times every cartoon. And people said that makes kids desensitized to violence.
Did they?
Yep, same thing was said. Three Stooges were attacked for this stuff.
Really?
I mean, over and over and over again. But I don't... I don't see any of this as being... I mean, is the last generation ruined from the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner hour?
I mean, don't think so.
I don't see them smashing each other over the head with anvils.
Blowing each other up with dynamite?
From Acme?
Pushing one another off of cliffs?
Nope.
Maybe it's more serious
quiet.
Now. Maybe it's more serious now because those were fun cartoons, and now they're realistic depictions, photorealistic depictions of violence against other individuals. Maybe that's the argument.
Everybody's got their argument.
Yeah, that's a great point. And, again, it can be said that there's a significant difference between swinging a baseball bat and clubbing someone in the head in a game and actually having a baseball bat connect with someone's skull in real life.
Sure.
There's a big difference.
I imagine that the soldiers in Iraq would probably tell you that there was an extreme difference between gunning down little brown people in a foreign country and playing a video game.
Mm-hmm. On Wednesday, he applauded the House Civil Law Committee for approving the, as he put it, sensible and necessary legislation. But courts have struck down similar laws in Washington, Missouri, and Indiana as too broad and in violation of free speech. Even some lawmakers who voted for the bill said they were concerned it's too vague. This always happens. Lawmakers, like with the Patriot Act or whatever, we'll vote for it. But after the fact, they say, well, I do have concerns about this. I've got concerns about this law. It may be too vague. I voted for it anyway.
Amazing how they hedge their little bets, aren't they?
The bill does not have clear standards. Does not have clear standards to the people that need to know what the standards are. The parents, the kids, the clerk, the manager at Best Buy, says Representative so-and-so bureaucrat from Skokie. These are people that will not have a clear standard under this bill as to what is or is not okay. The legislation requires stores to label violent or sexually explicit games with black and white stickers reading 18. Stores would have the burden of figuring out which games could legally be sold to minors and which couldn't. So I don't know if that's a full-on ban, necessarily. It's just an annoying regulation. David Veit, president of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, said the legislation's restrictions on games depicting human-on-human violence could mean that stores could be fined for selling football games to teenagers. He also questioned the sincerity of the bill's supporters, suggesting that they fear that voting against the measure would hurt them in future elections. Harvard University professor, somebody paid this guy to come out of the woodwork, Michael Rich, argued that Governor Rod's position before the committee Wednesday, argued the governor's position before the committee, saying that the law is necessary. This is a Harvard academic. The law is necessary because kids may act out in real life the violent or sexual behaviors they practice in virtual reality.
I don't see that they wouldn't act out even if they weren't exposed to things. I mean, I don't know. Is that really going to stop or curb violence?
No, absolutely not. But we want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive with us. We call the show Free Talk Live because you can literally take control, bring up anything that's on your mind.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C-Mineral at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C-Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C-Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You take control of the show and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, political, personal, whatever you want goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're only here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, though. What are you chuckling about?
I'm just seeing some stuff on the Internet.
Well, don't forget, you can get interactive with us on the Internet at freetalklive.com.
You can check out the BBS. It's got thousands of posts, over 6,000 posts on there. There's too much to read. There's so much stuff that it'll keep you busy for days. There are almost 400 people to interact with.
Yeah. And we're going to, I think we'll probably be up to 400 by next week sometime. Anyway, we're excited about that. So go to freetalklive.com. And also,
it's
remember,
free, by
By the way. It is. And also remember that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or get online at freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org. Now, if you don't think that this country is going in the wrong direction, you don't want to go and look at the Free State Project website. You think this country is just going in the perfect way it should be, then you just stay right away from that organization because you won't find it very good. Now, most of us in the Free State Project think that stories like this that we're talking about from Kentucky, where a young man has been thrown in jail based on some fictional writings that he wrote, which are being alleged as terroristic threats, or the story out of Illinois, where they're talking about passing a law that would have some sort of control effect on violent video games. This country is nuts. People in this country have lost their minds. And the people who still have some sort of grip on reality, we're all going to get together and move to the same state and try to get our freedoms back. In fact, I'll eliminate the word try. We're going to get our freedoms back. Or we might die trying. Because live free or die, baby. New Hampshire's the place to be.
I'm with you.
Because I have to be if I want to stay on the show. I'm tired, but you'd be hopefully on board anyway.
I have already signed up, yes.
Yeah, I'm tired of this crap. That's what this is. This is big government, totalitarian, state garbage. We are putting innocent people in prison for no reason, not to mention all the innocent people that are going to jail for smoking pot or snorting cocaine or whatever. Now we've got a guy in jail, and here's an update. One of our listeners sent us an email a moment ago on this case from Kentucky, which reveals a few more things, not a lot. But it's about this guy, William Poole, in Kentucky, been arrested. He claimed that the story that he was writing, that his grandparents turned him in for, was about zombies. The police are claiming that it is not about zombies. Sympathizers who saw the news story on the internet have sent dozens of emails to police, the county attorney, teachers, and others. In email and on web bulletin boards, they've suggested local authorities are idiots and incestuous hillbillies who are out to take away Poole's right to free speech. Now, I don't know if they're incestuous hillbillies, but I would absolutely agree that they're idiots. Poole's teachers told police that they had not assigned such a story.
So?
I wrote fiction when I was in high school and middle
school. What if he wants to grow up to be a writer?
Right.
What if, I mean, if Tom Clancy wrote one of his books that has to do with killing Russians in Kentucky, I mean, if you write about killing people
in Kentucky,
you're going to go to jail. Tom Clancy would get put in jail.
Who knows? Maybe if you're writing about killing someone in New York while you're in Kentucky, you might also get put in jail.
I think so, too.
Well,
it's not like the kid wrote that he was in Kentucky.
I don't think he... Maybe he did. That's possible. But anyway, Poole's teacher said that he hadn't been assigned such a story, nor had they talked to him about it. And here's an important point, all you who are listening who might still be in school. Poole's teacher said they would have been obligated to report him to authorities had they seen the story. They felt like they would have been obligated? What, you don't have a choice in the matter? You couldn't just put it down, and even if you did realize that there was some law out there that dealt with it, maybe, you know, choose that this is one of your students and you care about him because you're a caring teacher who loves their students, and you wouldn't want to see one of your own students get locked up in prison? You have an obligation to rat out your own students for writing a harmless fiction story?
Well, the teachers didn't get to see the story, so they don't really know what they're saying.
Again, the police are claiming that it does not have any sort of zombie references. Poole allegedly has corresponded with someone in a neighboring town who claimed to have acquired cash and guns during break-ins, according to the police. No other arrests are pending, he said, but authorities are looking for other potential suspects listed in Poole's papers who are identified only by pseudonyms. Apparently, in the
pseudonyms,
right?
Did you hear in the story, the people were referred to by pseudonyms, which means that the characters had names other than people that these cops are saying that they are.
According to this brilliant detective, Stephen Caudill, he said that there's evidence in the papers that Mr. Poole had tried to solicit seven fellow students to join him in a military organization called No Limited Soldiers. And then he goes on to describe the bloody shootout in Zone 2 that we described earlier. I can't wait. I really hope that the newspaper gets these writings turned out to the public, because I really want to see what the whole story is. Because this is just nuts. And it doesn't matter to me what was written in there. It's just writing.
What if he was actually trying to get the students to participate in, like, an online, you know, those online military games that you can play where they're, like, single, you know, you can go, like, several people can participate in a team to shoot people. I don't know. I mean, this seems so weird. Thought police out there, you know?
That's exactly what this is. If you've got comments, 1-800-259-9231. Again, we will keep our eyes on this story. Absolutely. It's a huge violation of freedom of speech and just freedom in general. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. If you want to comment, you better do it now because we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. This is your show. Take control.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show if you'd like. Otherwise, we talk about what we want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Anytime there's something fresh to let you know about with the show, you'll know via your email box. It's absolutely free at freetalklive.com. And more listeners, different listeners, sending in articles about this Kentucky situation. So since we're still on it, let's reveal some more details here. This one from the Sun something or other. Preliminary hearing. They're talking about this hearing for William Poole, the man, 18-year-old man who's been arrested for terrorist threats. He wrote a story. Wrote a story about zombies, allegedly. Now the police are saying that it was not about zombies. Detective Steve Caudill is the individual who's been investigating the person who arrested Mr. Poole. The preliminary hearing marked for the first time Winchester police have publicly disclosed Poole's writings that led police to charge him on February 22nd. Poole told police that the story was about zombies. Detective Stephen Caudill testified that neither teacher had any knowledge of what Poole had written, and there was no mention of zombies in any of the writings. Poole occasionally shook his head or laid his head on the defense table as Caudill read excerpts from a journal police alleged was to attempt to recruit a gang to take over the high school. Police were tipped off to the writings by Poole's grandmother, with whom he lived. Caudill explained that she read his journal and became concerned. Couldn't just talk to your grandson, could you? Had to call the cops.
It's so weird.
Seven documents were seized by police. According to police, Poole was attempting to create a gang called the No Limited Soldiers, sometimes also referred to in the documents as the True Soldiers, an organization that was to be comprised of Poole's acquaintances, according to the detective. Throughout his writings, Poole makes numerous references to a brotherhood, such as an overview in which Poole wrote, quote, "We will make the brotherhood known throughout the high school." It continues with a three-part plan. Number one, recruit new soldiers. Number two, get everyone in ranks. And number three, get the numbers to 100. Caudill testified that at least seven acquaintances of Poole's reported that Poole had attempted to recruit them into a gang, but that none of them were interested. So basically it was, hey, Manwich, I've got a really cool idea for a gang. We'll all be called the No Limit Soldiers, and we're gonna be cool. Do you want to join my gang?
Get away from me, dork.
Yeah. In his writings, Poole makes references to four geographic zones. Zone 2 refers to Clark County, according to Caudill. How he makes that determination, we don't know yet. The other three zones mentioned in Poole's journal are Barberville, South Carolina, and New York City. Huh?
Zones are interesting.
Caudill also read from a letter sent by an unnamed person who was referred to as a colonel in the Barberville organization, promising to aid Poole with weapons and money. In one passage, Caudill testified the person in Barberville admitted breaking into homes and said he had thousands of dollars and 50 guns at his disposal.
Sounds like a big talker. But
yeah.
Not a lot of walk.
The individual wrote Poole allegedly saying, "You know what I mean, man. We'll handle things if you want us to." This individual referred to himself as Nappy Boy, the head of the Clark County organization, according to Caudill. In the overville in his writings, Poole wrote, "We'll shut down all the other groups that come against us. The only way to join the Brotherhood is doing something stupid." This is so high school. It is unbelievable. Is this a crime? Is this terrorist threats? We'll be talking about this more over the coming days as more info develops, and we want to hear from you about anything, but not tonight, because we're done for now. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll return tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern time, so join us then. Don't forget, in the meantime, to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night, 8 Eastern.
If you're tired of...